Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, this is Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. For insightful dialogue and discussion, tune in to Audrey Russo at Real Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. When you hear the word China, do inexpensive products come to mind? Well, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, loves that imagery about themselves, because while we're grabbing up cheap wares, they are conducting an anti-American propaganda war right on American soil. And we're going to discuss this with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Paul Vallely. You know that was a standing ovation, right?
Well, I guess. I saw a few people in the back, though, sitting down.
Those are the lazy ones. That's sinner's row. That's the way it goes, Paul. It's so great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know what? We're going to jump right in here. I'm going to paint a scenario for the listeners. There's a giant TV in a Chinese restaurant, and it's playing Chinese programs. Shown on the screen is a Chinese military officer in Chinese Communist Party or CCP uniform, sharing loudly on how to attack America and safeguard communist China. He proudly declares that the CCP is equipped with far more advanced military weapons than America. Now, of course, you assume this is what I'm talking about is a Chinese restaurant in mainland China. But no, it happens to be in New York City. Is that correct, Paul?
Well, that's right. We set the scene there would be in New York, but it could be in San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, any Chinatown, maybe in the United States, where they're broadcasting in their restaurants or whatever, live feed or recorded feed from the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, you know, when you said Chinatown, I was always curious. Chinatown in New York City, is the CCP embedded in there?
Well, of course they are. They're trying to influence and conduct what we call anti-America propaganda war on American soil. And now this is our, I think, 12th or 13th release on China that we've done.
Yes.
But I want to make a point here, Audrey. We have done, through my China team, through the Stand Up America Foundation, the most in-depth analysis of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party. And we'll be happy to share that with any of your listeners if they would like. But you have to understand, this isn't through my eyes. What we're going to talk about is through the Chinese eyes, a China person, somebody from China, that's on our team looking at the CCP.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to hear as we discuss this.
Well, I'm really glad that you said that, because many times we look at things going on in other countries or our enemies looking at us through our own eyes. That's not very productive for us, is it?
That's not. And we're traditionally guilty of that in my time in government. It appears we're always making policy decisions or developing strategies based on how we looked out at the world, rather than trying to put ourselves in a position of Russia looking back, China looking back, Iran, for example, Iraq. And when you go overseas, as much as I did during my career, I began looking through their eyes back in America to see what was being believed and what was being propagandized to any degree. And it really makes a difference. And I came to this conclusion very early on, maybe two decades ago. And even our State Department people were not looking through the eyes of the other countries, but looking through American eyes. And General Al-Sisi, I may have told you this story. He says, why does America always look through a political prism rather than a reality prism? Mm-hmm. I have to look through the reality prism in Egypt to build it back up again. And that was very enlightening. So that's what we're talking about, is perception, about how propaganda, we call it influence, operations today. How do you influence a society, a town, a city? And it can be very targeted, this propaganda program, and it is by the Chinese Communist Party.
Sure.
Very targeted.
Right. Would it be fair to say that in some ways that these brainwashed Chinese nationals living in, actually on American soil, may account for, you know, one of the biggest threats to America's national security?
Well, certainly. But I think it comes in several different categories. You have Chinese ancestry, for example, it goes back centuries in the United States. And so they are Americans, and their families, several generations, have all been Americans. So you have that part of the population in America. But now you add on to it all the Chinese that have come from China into our universities, into Silicon Valley, into our corporations, into lobbying organizations, into Wall Street. And so that's that second part, where the proliferation of propaganda is created and distributed, not so much as the American Chinese that have been here for, families for decades and several centuries. You know, they were involved in building the railroad across the United States to a great degree,
wow.
The Chinese. So we have to look at who's targeted. But certainly the CCP is targeting those people that are traditional Americans in the Chinese society. But they intentionally bring that through their agents into the United States, then proliferates that through the sister cities, through the Confucius centers, and greatly through the internet and TV now.
Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to mention next, because the propaganda war doesn't end there. For the listeners, people in China have zero access to YouTube, let alone producing programs to play on YouTube. However, today's YouTube is filled with many programs made by individuals from China. Now, Paul, is this all being a part of the CCP's propaganda machine?
Absolutely it is, yes. Absolutely it is.
Yeah. How much of a stake does the CCP have in YouTube?
Well, that I don't know. I don't have any specifics. If you look at it from a monetary standpoint, financial, I don't know.
Right.
But certainly YouTube has already become a division almost of the CCP propaganda department. Because of the content they can load into YouTube presentations.
Right. Of course, I wasn't. I didn't mean to refer to it as a financial stake, but they do. This is very useful to them, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Obviously, their people can't see it over there, but over here, their people here, but also just basically to Americans, they use it. It was pretty amazing at the beginning of the Wuhan virus. The propaganda videos that they put out on YouTube about China and then blaming America for it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. They're very smart at deception and propaganda, much more effective than the Russians, for example, and even much more effective than America. Because, if you're overseas again and you have access to maybe CNN, overseas, you can hardly get Fox anywhere anymore. And so what they see from the U.S. Is very, very limited, whereas you have the Chinese Communist Party proliferated through our TV media, Hollywood, for example, the movies you can get on Netflix today, many are derived from Chinese stories and Chinese propaganda. And so that's an effective way for them to present themselves as a peace-loving organization when they're responsible for killing millions and millions of Chinese. So, and what they've done with the coronavirus, of course, is unforgivable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I still don't have my taste or smell back from it. So, I count them as, I blame them for that.
Sure.
We've talked before, and you mentioned the Confucius Centers, about the Confucius Institute and the Confucius Centers being another major conduit for the CCP to spread its toxic ideology in the name of teaching Chinese on college campuses. And, of course, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Is it true they now have a TV version of the Confucius Center?
It appears that they do. But the Confucius Centers, they have a natural appeal on the campuses.
Sure.
Because it seems very reasonable. It seems very logical what they put out. But it's a planned deception propaganda operation that has been planned out very early on. I mean, this goes back 10 to 15 years. In 2010, a Chinese by the name of Liu Yushan, he was the former CCP's Minister of Propaganda, announced an international propaganda war. It should be actively launched against issues such as in Tibet, the Uyghurs in Western China, who are Muslim, by the way, Taiwan human rights, Falun Gong, and successfully been able to establish and operate these overseas cultural centers and Confucius Institutes. So it's been very planned out for quite a while now. Now we're finally becoming aware of it, and that's through our publications and our analysis, Audrey. We're trying to bring that to the American people and to members of our government.
Yeah, I think it's critical what you're doing because most Americans, when they hear the word China, they think of inexpensive products. So this gives the imagery, and of course the CCP loves that we have that imagery of them, just they're benign. But of course they're not. They use that, I blame Kissinger for this, but anyway, what they use that to get into, as you said, into the colleges, into entertainment, into politics, to start to pump out their propaganda. And most Americans,
well, yeah.
yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's right. And, you know, it's like the old saying, sheep's clothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to see the truth sometimes. Very difficult, as a matter of fact. But, you know, they know the American public is very naive when it comes to international issues, events, or even understanding the Chinese or the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
So we don't really understand well. I do because, you know, I've served
you
over
do.
The Far East,
right.
two tours in Vietnam, right next to China. But certainly we don't understand that culture enough. And I can tell you our State Department people, the military far understands it better than our State Department does.
Yeah.
We just don't have a good way of maturing, I guess, our diplomats enough that they understand the various cultures, especially the Chinese culture.
Right, sure, sure. In October of last year, the 10th Annual Global Chinese Media Forum was held in Beijing. The guest list included 427 CCP's media executives from 61 countries. The largest number of guests, from one country was the U.S. with 64 guests. So what was what was significant about this forum, and should we have been involved in it?
Well, there again, you know, you go to the different universities and the people that are naive as to the Chinese Communist Party, even very celebrated and intelligent Americans, particularly at the universities or within our media, but they continue to participate as if it was a natural and a cultural experience over there. But there again, we're number one. We're the target. We're the country that needs to be dealt with, and we're the number one target. So therefore, probably the reason we have 64 delegates to that.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
It's interesting, Canada was number two, and I'm finding out, I've done several shows out of Canada in the last month, the Chinese are buying up agricultural properties all over Canada.
Wow.
And they're also buying defunct, bankrupt companies, particularly in natural resources, gold, silver, mining, or any of that kind of a thing. And if you go to Vancouver, for example, I understand it's just flooded with Chinese coming over and getting in, involved in all the major cities in Canada. So they're influenced about as much as we are from the Chinese Communist Party, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
Australia's third.
Oh, really? What's interesting about that is, you know, here we have a president that has got China's number, and Trudeau is kind of like Biden, who will fall right into it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. What we have heard from the Democrats' propaganda machine for almost 4 years is the Russia, meddling in the 2016 election, which was a blatant lie. But truth be told, there is an entity supported by Joe Biden and the Democrats that's is actively interfering in the 2020 election and will continue to ramp up their corrupt efforts, and that entity is the CCP. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're not sitting back here. It may not be apparent. It might be under the radar, but they have their little minions about, don't they?
Well, they do, and you look at the depth and the extended reach they have through our TV, through print papers, for example, radio, the internet, and like you said, they've already intentionally promoted Biden through these broadcasts while ruthlessly slandering President Trump. Some of this propaganda touted Biden's every move and his every speech. As if Biden, as they say, is Mao Tse-tung. So, interesting.
Yeah, and of course they have their representatives in the NBA, so, right.
Yeah, and Biden, I guess, is openly quoted Mao Tse-tung twice somewhere. I don't
know. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, these are eye-openers. Paul, what's the most effective way to counteract the CCP's propaganda war?
Well, first of all, we have to, and in that article, we've listed some 64 individuals who are associated with the media, magazines, for example. You have the China Times, and if you go down the list that we published there, you'll see how influential they are with their agents that are actually 64 of them involved some way in propagandizing the American population and the American public.
Yeah. They,
that's amazing, isn't it?
It's shocking. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, nobody has done this kind of analysis other than us. Mm-hmm. And I hope the White House that we presented this to will take it seriously.
I believe if it's in the president's hands, he will, because as you well know, he's had China's number for a long time, and he's the only president, I believe, would take a stand against them. Certainly not.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. The last one didn't. Bush didn't. None of them did, and unfortunately, but Biden would just be their little lapdog here in the United States. I mean, they would just. If we think that they've wrapped their tentacles around us yet, we haven't seen anything, because I think it would be far worse. Don't you agree?
Well, no, I agree. But here's an interesting correlation. The communists take God out of everything. And you remember they closed churches down. They persecuted Christians.
Absolutely.
The Russians did this during their revolution. The Chinese did it. And guess who else is taking God out of everything? The Democratic Party.
Exactly. Exactly. Great, great point there.
God in the Pledge of Allegiance at the DNC convention, if you may remember.
Yeah, and then they lied about it.
They're self-identifying with the communist movement.
Well, if we ever really want to know, we just look at the Communist Party USA, who has now endorsed Joe Biden. So do we really need to know anything else?
There you go.
Right.
Is that what America wants? We want to be aligned with the communists?
God forbid.
We want to be a communist socialist nation? I don't think so.
No, no. God forbid.
We cannot be naive now in the next 54 days. We have to understand what's going on. And that's what's great about shows like yours. You're educating, to some degree, your listening audience.
Yes.
And the more we can get more radio, TV talking about what we're talking about today, we will sort of shed back the wolf's clothing, you know.
Exactly.
Or the sheep, you know, as far as that correlation between wolf and the sheep. And we got to become wolves from the standpoint of being able to look out for those that are still sheep. We have to protect them. And that's what we're trying to do in the United States, is protect the sheep, because there's a lot in America that are very naive, particularly in our younger people.
Exactly, exactly. Paul, can you please tell the listeners where they can follow and support your excellent work? Where can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is under, we're revitalizing and rebranding the website now. But it's standupamericaus.org, or they can email us at standupamericausa1@gmail.com. We'll be happy to provide them any of the series on Eyes on China and what we called Nemesis, which basically was about, I think, almost 10 editions did we have, or 12 editions on that, when we started analyzing the Chinese Communist Party.
Exactly. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, so you won't miss anything. You'll be able to get hold of this information so you could look at it and survey this more deeply. Now, that will be on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that Paul just shared with us. Thanks so much, Paul, for, again, sharing this brilliant work for us, which we need to know, because no one else is doing the research as you are and presenting it out there for the American people. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.